Wow. This question. Writing Broken was a roller coaster. I've had people in every case that somebody started reading Broken, I had everyone come back to me and say, I don't want to look, but it just really pulls you in. And that's exactly what writing it was like. I had to write. I had to get this out of me. And I was so worried that I wouldn't write it, or I would forget something, that I would skip something, or that I would lose the ability to, that I just I it was a race. I felt like I was racing myself to get this all out in a timely fashion. And I knew I was opening Pandora's box with this one. So I purposely went out of my way to write as much as I could on a daily basis, as quickly as I could. And I mean, I just wrote. The first couple chapters, this is part of my condition. This is the disassociation that I have. When I read a book, when I watch TV, I go there. There is no getting around this. There is no sugarcoating this. I am there. I am. I wish I could explain how realistic their worlds become. When I read Harry Potter, I am in Hogwarts. I am standing there. I can touch the stone with my hands. I can feel the wind on my face. I can smell Scotland. When I watch television, I go there. It's one of the reasons why I have to be very selective with what I watch, because my disassociation has provided me with a very, very vivid imagination to the point where when I imagine something, it is very much a reality to me. My senses pick up on it and interpret it. So when I wrote Broken, I was there all over again. I was sitting on my porch as an 8-year-old crying over my dead cat Patches while my mother yelled at me for being upset because my cat was dead. I was back in the room all over again. I was there. I can't go over it now. I'll lose myself here. But every step of the way through Broken, I was there all over again. It was a roller coaster. It was slipping into that world, putting it out there, reliving it, going through the war that I was in, fighting a battle, putting down, seeing the last person drop dead on the field, and then I dropped my sword, pulled out of it, looked around to realize, okay, I think I just had a dream, and then I just broke and sobbed. And then I went back into it again and did it again. And I kept repeating that process with every chapter, with every section. Some of them were harder than others, some of them were easier than others, some of them were downright hellish for me to relive. The sing, and this is one of my favorite moments in Broken because it's just so real. I don't smoke. I actually do not smoke. I've never smoked ever. I think I was 15 when I smoked marijuana one time, and then I think, and that was when I was with my rapist boyfriend. I started to get into clothes, cretex, which is an Indian cigarette that comes from India, and I love cloves, but I don't smoke them very often. And there was this one particular day I had just gotten done with the thing where I was. It was one of the worst parts of the book, and I finished, and there's nothing to say. You just there are some stories, they are so horrible. You tell them or you hear them, and there's just silence. You just what can you say? Sorry, I'm sorry you had to go through that. Just barely begins to cut it. So you just stare in shock, and you say nothing, because what can you say? And I had that moment with William and Elizabeth at one point where she told William what happened to her, and she pulls out of this story. She's in the cottage in Ireland, and she pulls out a cigarette and just smokes the cigarette. Neither say anything, she just smokes the cigarette. When she was smoking that cigarette, I was smoking the cigarette. I stopped writing, pulled out a cigarette, started pacing my room, smoking it, just remembering. I sat back down and I wrote that thing with William just standing there watching Elizabeth smoke the cigarette, because I imagined William just sitting there watching me smoking the cigarette, dumbfounded, mouth on the floor, incapable of saying, I don't know what to say. I had a point. It was that's what it was like writing Broken. That's what I'm trying to say. That is exactly what it was like writing Broken. There it was just an amazing experience. It was an amazingly horrific experience.